100.5 KMEM, and we're going to fade that out because we're getting ready for basketball this evening. We have a game with both Knox County and Schuyler County. We want to thank the sponsors, Bobby D. Clark, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina. We have the Eagle's Nest as a great sponsor, the Edina Sentinel, and the Farm Shop, along with Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Knox County Dental, the Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, also Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and Slayton Polaris, along with Schuyler County Times and Tri-County Electric. And now let's take you out to the ball game. And here is play-by-play announcer and sports director. This is Donnie Middleton.
Thank you very much, Mark, and welcome everybody to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's cold warming here tonight, and it's Knox County in town to take on the Schuyler County Rams. As soon as I get myself unwound the ball with cords, and let's take a look at the starting lineup first for the Knox County Lady Eagles. It'll be Brianna Miller, a junior, Savannah Strag, a senior, Abigail Becker, a junior, Miley Miller, a freshman, and Kennedy Parrish, a freshman. So Brianna Miller, Savannah Strag, Abigail Becker, Miley Miller, and Kennedy Parrish, the Lady Eagles coached by James Depp, and they came into the record of 0-13. So, okay, we're talking about right now, the PA announcer. It's kind of a fundraiser tonight as well as a conference basketball game. So they're taking donations as you pay your admissions, what they're talking about. They're also going to have the duck throw. You buy rubber duck for $1 and all that. Now we're going to do the starting lineup. So we'll do it again with the Lady Eagles. Again, they come in 0-13. It'll be Brianna Miller, a senior, Savannah Swag, a junior, Abigail Becker, a junior, Miley Miller, a freshman, and Kennedy Parrish, a freshman, head coach James Dent, assisted by Lauren Dale, and they are 0-13. For Schuyler County, it'll be Aislinn Laws, a senior, Kate Atfield, a senior, Sydney Axelman, a junior, Raina Small, a junior, and Taylor Roberts, a junior, and no J.C. Moore tonight. She set it on the bench and too close as against Scotland County on Tuesday night. She broke her nose, didn't even know it. And I gathered, one of the Scotland County players looked at her and said, J.C., your nose looks terrible. She said it should come out. I thought it hurt a little bit, but I didn't know it was broken. So she's in free throws tonight. And Schuyler County being introduced right now, Sydney Eiselman. And Rain Small will come out. Next one should be Taylor Roberts. Well, Taylor Roberts will be introduced. Eiselman Law should be next. Yep, Aislinn Laws and Kate Hatfield will be the final Lady Ram to be introduced. Big crowd on hand, as you might well expect here at court warming. A lot of Knox County fans have made the trip. They had a boys' JV game, a full JV boys' game before this one, and actually it went overtime, and Schuyler County won, if memory serves, 31-23, I think, was the final score. So teams out on the floor. We'll set to play basketball from Schuyler County High School. We're glad to have you with us on this Friday night. It'll be Ashland Laws to jump over Schuyler, Abigail Becker for Knox County. As all the fans on the feed, ball is up. Tip is controlled by Schuyler County's Sidney Ashelman. Ashelman across the timeline. The left wing goes to Small inside Ashelman at the high post. Now Ashelman between the two circles. Delaney Small out. Pops Taylor Roberts. Now the right corner goes to Ashelman. Roberts on the right wing to Ashelman. She dribbles across the top of the key. Gets it in to Hatfield. Hatfield turns, puts it up, got it. 2-0. Got it with the lead. Praise you by Schuyler County. Brianna Miller will get tried to get it in to Kennedy Parrish. And the pass was knocked out of bounds by Ashland Laws. So Brianna Miller again will inbound, this time to Sragg. And Sragg guarded by Taylor Roberts. Sragg still in the backcourt, still with the dribble. Across the timeline, guarded by Roberts, dribbles between the two circles. To the right wing, hands it off to Parrish. Parrish to the top of the key. Now Miley Miller takes it down in the paint, dumps it off on the left baseline to Becker. Back to Parrish across the free throw line. Savannah Sragg has it at the top of the key to Parrish between the two circles. Parrish tried to dump it off to Miley Miller, bowed away, but then picked back out and now stolen away by Raina Small. A little running 10, put her off glass, missed it, and Brianna Miller off the rebound. As Miller, out of a double team, gets the ball to Parrish. Parrish stops at the free throw line, kicks it off in the right corner to Becker for three, airballed it. And out with it comes Raina Small. And Small will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Roberts, now in the left corner. To Eichelman, inside it goes to Eichelman Laws. She tried a shot, missed it, put back, no good, and whistle. The foul's going to be on Abigail Becker. So first foul on Becker as Eichelman Laws at the line. She'll shoot a pair. First shot up and no good. Hit the back of the iron, danced all over the place, but would not fall through. So Laws set for a second free throw. Shots up. Missed them both, but Kate Hatfield had it, lost it. Taken away by Abigail Becker. To Brianna Miller, guarded by Ashelman. Brings it across the timeline as Miller takes it down the right lane, puts it off. Glass got it. 2 points, Brianna Miller. Tied at 2. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Just the start of this one. Sydney Ashelman will bring it across the timeline. Finds Roberts on the left wing, Small top of the key. Kate Hatfield takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Hatfield, 4-2, Scott with the lead. Inbound fast, Savannah Sragg. Sragg guarded by Roberts, brings it across the timeline to the left wing, picks up a dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. But battled away, picked back up. Now the pass is battled away. They're going to call a jump ball, alternating possession, stays with Knox County. As Sragg was on the floor, and she was tied up by Taylor Roberts. So Kennedy Parrish will inbound as Kelsey Tallman will check in. And out will go Raina Small. Kennedy Parrish underneath her own basket, looks for somebody, still looks. 5 second call, and it comes back to Schuyler County. Sydney Ashelman will inbound to Tallman. Back to Ashelman. Ashelman will walk it across the timeline. Schuyler County, or Knox County, in the 2-1-2 zone. At Laws on the left wing. Ashelman to the right wing to Roberts. Back to Ashelman, top of the key. Takes it down the left lane, off the left baseline. Laws from 10, got it. 2 points for Ashelman Laws. Still pressure by Schuyler County. Savannah Sragg. Brings it across the timeline. Stop, pop from 15. Off the glass, no good. Ashelman with a rebound. Schuyler wants to run. Bounce pass ahead to Tallman. Gets it back to Ashelman. A three on the way off the left wing, no good. And the rebound tipped around and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brianna Miller. So Taylor Roberts will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Eichelman. Eichelman between the two circles. Bounce pass to Roberts on the right wing. High post, Kate Hatfield. On the baseline, Eichelman gets it underneath to Laws off glass. Got it. 4 points for Eichelman Laws. Here comes Kennedy Perry to the timeline. Gives it up to Miley Miller. Miley has it to the right wing, gives it to Parrish on the right wing. Now Strag on the right wing. Between the two circles, Kennedy Parrish. Parrish, dribble drive inside the paint, gets it out to Becker in the right corner. Inside among the trees is Parrish. Now Becker will try another three, no good. Ashman comes off with the rebound. Dribbles out of a double team. Gives it to Taylor Roberts. Her 10-footer got it. Off the right baseline, 2 points for Taylor Roberts. As Brianna Miller throws it to Miley Miller. Stops on the right wing. Now Perry inside the arc on the right wing. Bounce pass back to Miley Miller. Miley, 15-footer on the way. No good. And Kate Hatfield off the rebound. Out to Eichelman. Eichelman gets it to Roberts on the right wing beyond the arc. Eichelman, left wing. Coleman, three-pointer on the way. Pinballs in and out, no good. Rebound comes out to Miley Miller. As Miley takes it right to the hoop, puts up the shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Sydney Eichelman. So Sydney Eichelman picks up her first foul as Maddie Haley and Madison Blackerby both get set to check in for Scott County. First shot up, no good. So Haley and Blackerby check in. Roberts and Kate Hatfield both check out. Now a timeout on the floor. 3:13 left to play in the first quarter. It's Schuyler County 10, Knox County 2, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County Arrowhead High School. 3:13 left to play in the first quarter of this girls' game. Schuyler County leading Knox 10-2. And Miley Miller at the line to shoot her second free throw. Looks for her first points of the night. Shot up, missed it, and Eichelman off the rebound. Eichelman gets it down low to Madison Blackerby, puts the shot up, missed it, and out with the rebound comes Kennedy Perry on the left wing. Miller takes it into the paint, a little push off by Sydney Eichelman, and Eichelman just picked up her second personal foul. So Eichelman's going to set down. Taylor Roberts checks back in. Parrish on the near sideline. Gets it to Strag on the left wing. Back to Parrish. Among the trees, puts up the shot. Missed it. But due to the foul, it may be on. Yep, Eichelman Laws. So Eichelman Laws picks up the foul. Kennedy Parrish at the line to shoot two. First shot up. Got it. First point of the night for Kennedy Parrish. 10-3. Schuyler with the lead. 2:54 left to play in the first quarter. Parrish, second free throw. Got them both. 2 points, Kennedy Parrish. 6 points, Schuyler lead. Coleman has it on the left wing. Gets it inside to Haley. Now off the baseline, Laws throws up an air ball. And Brianna Miller off of the rebound. Miller will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Strag on the left wing beyond the arc. Give and go back to Miller. Miller puts the shot off glass, missed it. Blackerby off the rebound. That's Blackerby across the timeline to Roberts on the right wing. Blackerby between the two circles, Tallman on the left wing. To Blackerby, right wing, it goes to Roberts. Blackerby on the right side of the circle to Roberts, almost walked with it. Tallman back to Roberts at the top of the key. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Miley Miller. That's her first. Second team foul against Knox County is Roberts. Gets it into Tallman between the two circles. To Roberts on the right wing. Out pops Walls top of the key to Blackerby. To Tallman. Gets it inside down the left lane to Laws. And the rebound. Abigail Becker had it, and she was tied up by Maddie Haley. So now Laws will check out. Kate Hatfield will check in. Tallman will inbound underneath her own basket. As Tallman slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Roberts gets it inside to Haley. Kicks it back out to Kate Hatfield. Cut off on the right baseline. Now Roberts for three. Bullseye! 5 points for Taylor Roberts. 13-4. Shadows the lead. Here comes Rihanna Miller. That's Miller. Gets it to Schrag, and Schrag will take it to the dotted line, puts up the shot, missed it, and do the foul. The foul may be on Kate Hatfield. Wait for the official. Nope. Going to be on Taylor Roberts. So Taylor Roberts picks up her first foul. Savannah Schrag at the line. First shot, got it. First point for Savannah Schrag. 13-5, 1:36 left to play in the first quarter. Schrag, second one, got it. 13-6, got over the lead as Tallman to the left wing. Now Kate Hatfield takes it down the right lane, puts up the shot, missed it. And Miley Miller runs down the rebound, gets it to Perry. Perry ahead, Rihanna Miller for three on the way. Bullseye! 5 points, Rihanna Miller. 4 points, Schuyler County lead is Roberts on the left wing to Tallman. Back to Roberts between the two circles. Tallman left wing to Kate Hatfield. Now the baseline, Tallman from 10. Got it. Kelsey Tallman has two. Marnie Miller gives it to Brianna Miller at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County trying to get it to Schrag. Pass slapped out of bounds by Blackerby. Now Maddie Haley checks out. And Ashton Laws checks back in. 48 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Becker tried to get it in to Brianna Miller. Off Brianna's hands and out of bounds with East Schuyler basketball. 15-9, Lady Rams with the lead and the ball. Roberts. Inbounds to Tallman, and Tallman will bring it across the timeline. Blackerby, the high post to Hatfield. Roberts will try another three. This one bounces around, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Ashland Laws to the Knox County basketball. As Brianna Miller will inbound to Miley Miller. As Miley, going to be picked up by Tallman. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Brianna at the top of the key. Give and go back to Miley, put up a shot, rejected by Hatfield. Blackerby comes away with it. Blackerby gets it to Hatfield. Down on the block, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul is going to be on, looks like, Abigail Becker. So, nope, no Kennedy Parrish. First one by Hatfield is up. It's good. 5 points for Kate Hatfield. And now I knew she was number 23. I have no clue who that is. Next one by Hatfield is good. 17-9. Got a lead. So I have a Schrag with the basketball. A Schrag will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Now Parrish between the two circles. Heel dribble to the right wing, almost lost it. Hands it to Miley Miller. Schrag top of the key for three off glass. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Schuyler County 17, Knox County 9. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School, as we start the second quarter of the girls' game, Schuyler County leading Knox County 17-9, and Knox County will have the basketball. Brianna Miller will inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Miley Miller. As Miley will bring it across the timeline, gets the ball to Sragg. Sragg, bounce pass underneath the Becker, put up a shot blocked by Kate Hatfield. Goes out of bounds. It'll be knocked basketball out of bounds underneath the run basket. As Kennedy Parrish will trigger. Parrish looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Becker on the right block. Puts up his shot. Blocked again by Hatfield. And out with the loose ball comes Kelsey Tallman. Bounce pass to Blackerby on the right wing. Inside on the right block. It goes to Hatfield, out to Tallman, back to Hatfield, puts it up and got it. 8 points for Kate Hatfield. 19-9, Scott over the lead. Here comes Miley Miller across the timeline, guarded by Tallman, to Parrish between the two circles. Parrish takes it to the right wing, now inside the arc. Gives it to Brianna Miller down to the right block. Cut off by Hatfield. Brianna tried to find Becker and threw the ball out of bounds. So, somebody came in for Schuyler County. Not so. Eichelman gives it to Tallman on the left wing. In the left corner to Eichelman. Bounce pass in, intended for Laws. Right past Laws and out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Pressure by Schuyler County. Brianna Miller tried to get it in to Miley Miller. Taken away by Tallman. Shots put up. No good. Rebound. Hatfield missed it. Got it. Put it back up. Missed it. But she drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Savannah Schrag. That's her first. 14 foul against Knox County. 8 points for Kate Hatfield. Looking for 9. Shots up. Got it. 9 points. For Kate Hatfield, 20-9. Schuyler with the lead. Hatfield, 9, looking for 10. Shots up. Got it. 10 points as Roberts will check back in. Tallman will check out for Schuyler. Abigail Becker against pressure will inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it into Sragg. And Sragg lost the ball. Now it's loose. Going to be a jump ball and all the lady in possession comes back to Schuyler County. So Eichelman will inbound underneath her own basket. So Sydney looks for somebody. Gets it out to the Laws, top of the key. Roberts, now Hatfield in the right corner. Kicks it back out to my mystery 23. Back to Eichelman, skips it to the right wing. To Roberts, inside the Laws, puts up the shot, no good. Hatfield gets it, puts it up, missed it. Two misses off the right block and off the rebound, Kennedy Parrish. To Miley Miller. That's Miller, will bring it across the timeline. Miller in among the trees, throws an off glass, missed it. Taylor Roberts off the rebound. Roberts gets it ahead to 23. Now Laws inside Hatfield, off glass, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. I think the foul's going to be on Abigail Becker. Yep, Abigail Becker just picked up her second personal foul. 12 points for Hatfield as Maddie Haley will check back in. And 23 checks out. I promise I'll try to get her name when the night's over. Free throw by Hatfield, no good. Rebound comes off to Kennedy Parrish, to Miley Miller, now Brianna. As Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline to the right wing in the right corner, they go to Schrag. Schrag picks up her dribble, looks for somebody guarded by Hatfield. Now she just kind of floats it inside to Becker. Becker gets back out to Parrish between the two circles. Now Swaggy will try a three, airballed it, goes out of bounds, and he's got a basketball. So Taylor Roberts will inbound. She'll get it to Eichelman, and Eichelman will bring it across the timeline. Sydney Eichelman just throws it past. Eichelman lost and out of bounds. Nobody was there. Just threw the ball to Eichelman, and it went out of bounds. That's all I can say. Telling you what I'm saying, folks. So Rihanna Miller, Swagger on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Brianna for three. On the way, no good. Rebound tipped around. Out with it comes Parrish. Parrish at the top of the key gives it Rihanna Miller on the right wing. Now Parrish gives it to Miley Miller for three. No good. And Ashton Laws off the rebound. Out to Sydney Eichelman. Eichelman will walk the ball across the timeline. Now it's past to Roberts, deep right wing. Maddie Haley on the right side of the circle, the right corner, Hatfield. Now Ashton Laws for from 14 to 15, got it. 2 points for Sydney Eichelman. I think I said Ashton Laws, but Sydney Eichelman got it. 25-9, Scott over the lead as Rihanna Miller, top of the key, finds Swag on the left wing. Rihanna Miller to the right wing to Parrish, dribbles into the right corner. Gets it back out, Rihanna Miller. Swag, top of the key. Miley Miller on the left wing. Miley gets it back to Brianna between the two circles. Parrish on the deep right wing. Now Brianna at the top of the key. Parrish to Miley. Miley Miller gives it back to Kennedy Parrish. To Miley Miller. And now we want a timeout. I think Knox County called the timeout. 4:40 left to play in the first half. It's Scottsdale County 25, Knox County 9, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
It's hard to believe tax season 2023 has arrived, and with it, my 20th year in the tax and accounting business. I'm Bobby Clark, CPA in Edina, and taking the stress out of tax time is my specialty. My new client portal makes it easier than ever for me to serve you, whether you're across town or across the country. Visit www.bobbyclark.com to set up your BDC client portal account, or give me a call at 660-397-2332. I look forward to serving you today and in the years to come.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to Scottsdale County High School. 4:40 left to play in the first half. 25-9, Scottsdale County with the lead. Knox County with the basketball. Miley Miller between the two circles. Now Brianna to the top of the key. Miley on the right wing. Swag for three out of the right corner. No good. As Claudia Dixon in for Scottsdale County. Rebound to Maddie Haley. Dashman. Now Roberts on the right wing. Tried to get it inside to Dixon. Does. And Dixon is tied up. As Swag had a hold of the basketball. And Claudia tried to get it away. Just kind of flipped Swag over her shoulder. Swag landed on the floor. She's all right. Alternation back to Knox County. Rihanna Miller, Miley Miller. Now Kennedy Parrish for three out of the left corner, an air ball. And Ashman Laws off the rebound. Gives it to Ashman. Ashman takes it down the dotted line, running 10-footer. No good. Rebound, saved in bounds by Maddie Haley to Ashman Laws. Now Roberts, 10-footer. No good. Claudia Dixon gets it, puts it back up and in. 2 points for Claudia Dixon, 27-9. Scott with the lead. 3:40 left to play in the first half. Miley Miller to Brianna at the top of the key, and Brianna walked with it. Briston Miller was in the ball game, and now Becker checks in, and Briston Miller will check out. To Taylor Roberts. Will inbound the near sideline to Eichelman. Sydney Eichelman across the timeline. Roberts on the left wing. Roberts in the left corner to Eichelman. Back to Roberts on the left wing. Inside Eichelman to the right wing. Blackerby. Eichelman lost 15. Putter got it. High arching shot went in. 6 points for Ashlyn Laws. The Smiling Miller will bring it across the timeline. Brianna Miller at the top of the key. Back to Miley on the right wing in the right corner to Strag. Inside the back of Strag. Little 10-footer, no good. And Madison Blackaby off the rebound. Blackaby across the timeline. In the right corner to Roberts. Inside, Claudia Dixon puts a shot up. Got it. 4 points for Claudia Dixon. Makes it 31-9. Skyler with the lead. Here comes Brianna Miller to the top of the key. Skyler backs off into 2-3 zone. Brianna Miller on the right wing, inside to Becker. Strag will try another three, no good. And Blackaby comes off the rebound, gets it ahead to Roberts. Roberts takes it to the free throw line. Now Ashton Laws drives the left baseline, puts up the shot, it goes down, it counts, and keeps fouled. Foul's going to be on Becker, and that's her third. As Tallman will check back in, Ashton checks out, and Briston Miller will check in. Abigail Becker will check out. And at the line, Ashton Laws to try to complete the three-point play. She has 8, looking for 9. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Parrish off the rebound. Dribbles out of a double team, gets it ahead to Strag. To Parrish. Parrish across the timeline to the right wing to Strag. Strag gets it back to Brianna Miller between the two circles. Now Miley Miller tried to get it back over to the right wing to Strag. The pass is slapped out of bounds by Ashton Laws. Laws will check out, and Kate Hatfield will check in. Brianna Miller will inbound on the far sideline to Miley Miller to the deep right wing to Brianna. Brianna back to Miley Miller. To Brianna Miller on the left wing. Left corner to Parrish. Parrish takes it right at Dixon. But another shot blocked by Dixon. Dixon comes away with it. And now Roberts tried to get the ball to Tallman. And pass is intercepted by Knox County. Parrish to Strag. Takes it right at Dixon. Puts it up off. Glass got it. 4 points to Lana Strag. 33-11. Skyler with the lead as Tallman gives it to Roberts on the right wing. Now Hatfield inside to Dixon. Missed the first one, missed the second one. Strag off the rebound. And now what do we got? A foul. I think it's going to be on Kelsey Tallman. That's who I thought it was going to be. I couldn't tell. 1:18 left to play in the first half. As Claudia Dixon will check out. In the ball game, and a number 10 I don't have either. Miley Miller tries a 15-footer, no good. Blackaby had the rebound, knocked away, and out of bounds by Briston Miller. So Schuyler County with the basketball. Here comes Kelsey Tallman across the timeline. Tallman gives it to number 10 on the left wing, dribbles to the left of the circle. Now, Roberts, back to 10. Inside, Kate Hatfield kicks out to Tallman. The blocker B inside. Kate Hatfield off glass, got it. 14 points for Kate Hatfield. 35-11. Scott over the lead as Brianna Miller stopped at midcourt. Gives it to Strag on the deep right wing. Strag to Parrish in the right corner. Dribbles out to the right wing. Bounce the ball to Miley Miller. Now Brianna will try a three. It's no good. And a rebound saved in bounds by Kate Hatfield. To Madison Blackaby. Gets it to Tallman. Tallman to Roberts on the right wing beyond the arc. Now Tallman top of the key for three. Boom! Kelsey Tallman has 5 points. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Schuyler County 38. Knox County 11, back in 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
They say the smaller the town, the bigger the heart. As a small-town, family-owned business, we believe in that saying. Since 1994, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We're also in the business of lifting up those who support us, taking pride in the communities and people we serve. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Schuyler County students and athletes.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
It may be harder.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and Scottsdale County leading Knox County 38-11. Taking a look at the first half scoring for Scottsdale County. Sydney Ashman with two. Taylor Roberts with five. Kelsey Tallman with five. Ashton Laws with eight. Claudia Dixon with four. Ain Kate Hatfield with 14. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with five. Sarana Schreg with four. And Kennedy Parrish with two. Scottsdale County led 17-9 after one quarter. Scottsdale outscored Knox 21-2 in the second quarter, and Scottsdale leads at halftime 38-11. Back with more in 2 minutes. This is KNEM Sports.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
It's hard to believe tax season 2023 has arrived, and with it, my 20th year in the tax and accounting business. I'm Bobby Clark, CPA in Edina, and taking the stress out of tax time is my specialty. My new client portal makes it easier than ever for me to serve you, whether you're across town or across the country. Visit www.bobbyclark.com to set up your BDC client portal account, or give me a call at 660-397-2332. I look forward to serving you today and in the years to come.
Scottsdale County High School. It's quarter warming here, and the cheerleaders and some of the football and basketball boys have gone together, and they come to the dance routine, and it's almost a full house here at Scottsdale County tonight, and they are roaring at every move, and they are putting on a good show. And again, there's two cheerleaders being held up, standing up on the hands of one of the basketball boys. So they're done, and they're getting a huge hand here at halftime. Again, it's court warming at Schuyler County. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Lady Ram basketball, Knox County Lady Eagle basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the girls' game. Schuyler County leading Knox County 38-11. Next week, that's our next broadcast all week from the La Plata tournament as we cover Schuyler County, Scotland County, and Putnam County. The girls' side, number one seed went to Schuyler County, number two North Shelby, number three Canton girls, number four Atlanta, number five La Plata, number six Putnam County, and number seven Scotland County. That's your girls' bracket. On the boys' bracket, number one seed, Green City Boys, number two, Schuyler County, number three, Atlanta, number four, Canton, number five, Putnam County, number six, North Shelby, number seven, Scotland County, and the eighth seed, La Plata Boys. Here's what's going to happen, at least for the first two nights of the La Plata tournament that we're going to broadcast on Monday night. This coming Monday night, 4:30 girls, Putnam County and Canton. Followed by 6 o'clock boys, Putnam County and Canton. 7:30 girls, Scotland County will play North Shelby. That's Monday night. We'll have the first three games for you. On Tuesday, we'll have two games for you from the La Plata tournament. 6 o'clock boys game, Schuyler County will play Scotland County. And 7:30 girls, Schuyler County will play Green City. Then, if everything goes according to Hoyle, we'll try to guess a little bit on Wednesday. We probably will have the 4:30 girls, Scotland County will play Putnam County in a girls' consolation semifinal. Then at 6 o'clock boys or 9 o'clock boys, depending on what Putnam County and Kent do on Monday night. If Southern County wins, they'll play at 6 o'clock. If they lose, they'll play at a consolation semifinal at 9 o'clock. And that's about as far as I can get it off. Thursday night, both Schuyler teams and Schuyler County boys will play on Wednesday night, probably 6 o'clock, 7:30, and 9. But we don't know that yet. So all of it amounts to a speculation on my part, but we will be there Monday night for 4:30, 6 o'clock, and 7:30, both Putnam County games and the Scotland County North Shelby girls. 38-11, that's our halftime score. I'll be back with the third quarter in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
From your weekend playlist to your social media timeline, personal is how you want it.
And if personal leads to something affordable, even better.
That's why we love the State Farm Personal Price Plan. We get the coverage we want at an affordable price, and so will you. Personalized.
And a policy that helps cover what you care about the most. We've trusted State Farm for years.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected New Year.
Back at Schuyler County High School, as we're ready to start the third quarter, 38-11. Schuyler County will lead. Both teams around their respective coaches, Thomas Kirkland for Schuyler County, and James Dent and Lauren Dale for Knox County. And again, in case you just joined us, no J.C. Morris tonight. She broke her nose in the Scotland County game. She's here sitting on the Scotland County's bench in street clothes. And according to Thomas Kirkland, told me before the game that they might just try to set her clear out during the little play of the tournament, but they'll wait and see. So Schuyler County with the basketball as we start the third quarter. Ashman on the right wing, Tallman. Lob underneath, wide open, goes to Kate Hatfield. UTA 16, 40-11. Scotty with the lead. Mylene Miller with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline to Brianna. Between the two circles, back to Miley. Bounce past it. Parrish in the right corner. Gets it inside to Becker. Back to Parrish. Parrish cut off on the block. A Hatfield gives it to Becker. Her shot was short from 10. And Tallman comes off with the rebound. As Tallman will bring it across the timeline, finds Roberts on the left wing. Out pops Ashleman, top of the key. Tallman on the right wing. Gets it inside again to Hatfield. Off glass, no good from 10. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Hatfield. Had nobody to throw it to. They call a jump ball, already possession back to Knox County. So Miley Miller to Brianna. As Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline to Miley Miller between the two circles. Now Brianna on the right wing, the right corner to Parrish. Parrish cut off on the baseline, gets it inside to Becker. Back to Parrish in the right corner. Gets it out to Brianna Miller for three. No good. And Brianna Miller off the rebound. Fans out in the right corner. Parrish on the right wing. Left wing to Miley Miller for three. Bullseye. 3 points for Miley Miller. 40-14. Scott with the lead in the basketball. Ashleman will bring it across the timeline. Roberts on the left wing. Left side of the circle to Ashleman Laws. Now Ashleman on the right wing. Ashman gives it back to Tallman. Left wing. Roberts inside. Hatfield dumps it off to Laws. Lays it up and got it. 10 points for Ashman Laws. Gives the assist to Kate Hatfield. Brianna Miller. Miley Miller across the timeline. Dribbles into a double team. Bounce pass back to Brianna. Right corner to Parrish. Parrish back to Miley. Top of the key. Now Sragg will take it into the paint. She's in a double team. Back to Miley. Tries another three. This one a little bit short. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It was chased by Brianna. Couldn't quite get there. As Maddie Haley and Madison Blackerby will both check in. Tallman and Roberts will check out for the Lady Rams. So the inbound pass comes to Ashleman. 2-1-2 zone for Knox County. Blackerby on the left corner, on the left baseline, Haley. Haley tried to get it in to Laws, batted away, and picked up by Brianna Miller. As Miller will bring it across the timeline, tried to get it to Sragg off her hands, stolen away by Maddie Haley. Ashleman will take it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 4 points for Sydney Ashleman. 44-14, Scott has the lead as Miley Miller at the timeline. Guarded by Ashleman. Tried to bounce past the Sragg. Misconnected. It went out of bounds. So it's going to be Scott of basketball as James Dent wants a timeout. 5:01 left to play in the third quarter. Scott of County 44. Knox County 14. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
School's back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and, as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 44-14, Scott over the lead in the basketball. Ashleman gives it to Haley in the left corner. Gets it out to Blackerby, now in the right corner. To Hatfield, gets it inside to Laws. Ball away, 10-footer, left it short. And off the rebound, Brianna Miller. To Miley Miller. Miley bounced past the top of the key. Brianna, 10-foot runner, got it. 7 points to Brianna Miller. 44-16. Scott with the lead. Ashman will bring it across the timeline. Finds Blackerby on the right corner, in the right wing and right corner, Hatfield. Black to Blackerby makes a bad pass, stolen away by Knox County. It's Miley Miller to Brianna. Brianna back to Miley on the left wing, the left corner, Shrag for three. Bullseye! Brianna Shrag with 7 points. 44-19. Skyler with the lead and the basketball. Here comes Ashman across the timeline. Blackerby on the right wing. Ashman to the left wing to Haley. Haley to Blackerby. Laws in the right corner to Blackerby. Inside Hatfield. Dumps it off to Haley. Little 10-foot runner. No good, but Hatfield the rebound. Puts it back up and in. She has 18. 46-19. Skyler with the lead. Rihanna Miller gets it inside to Parrish. Parrish over to Shrag to have an air ball. Went out of bounds off the hands of Laws. As Schuyler County came into this ball game 15-3. Knox County 0-13. So Parrish will inbound underneath her own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets it back out to Shrag. At the top of the key, has it between the two circles. Gives it to Shrag on the right wing. Now Parrish had the ball batted away, but the loose ball picked up by Brianna Miller inside to Becker. Couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Kate Hatfield to Tallman. As Tallman will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Blackerby has it on the left wing. Haley, top of the key to Roberts. On the right side of the circle, to Tallman. Tallman tried to get inside to Haley, threw it too high and out of bounds, but it was tipped to Lee Schuyler basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Tallman will trigger. Free throw line, Haley. 15-footer off the hill and ram. Dances all over, no good. Hatfield gets it, puts it back up and in. 20 points for Kate Hatfield. 48-19, Schuyler with the lead. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. Rihanna Miller in the center circle to Parrish. Gives it back. Rihanna takes it right out. Hatfield puts up a shot. Missed it. Blackerby off the rebound. As Blackerby takes it down into the right corner. And then he has the ball slapped out of her hands by Shrag. They call a jump ball on Lady possession. Will stay with Scott County. Maddie Haley will check out. And Claudia Dixon will check in. Inbounds to Tallman, gets it in to Hatfield, puts it off last, got it. 22 points for Kate Hatfield. 50-19. Scott with the lead is Brianna Miller to Miley. Back to Brianna on the right wing. Parrish on the right lane. Now Swag will try another three. No good. Claudia Dixon keeps it alive. Loose on the floor. They're going to call it a jump ball. Alternating possession stays with Knox County. 1:50 left to play in the third quarter. Kennedy Parrish will inbound underneath her own basket. The left corner to Brianna Miller. Dribbles to the right wing. Directs traffic. Brings it out top of the key. Becker on the right side of the circle. To Kennedy Parrish down the right lane in the right corner. Brianna Miller for three. No good. Rebound saved by Becker. Now Miley Miller will put up a shot. No good. And rebound comes out to Kate Hatfield. Hatfield will take it down the far sideline to the right wing. Now down the right baseline. Kicks it out to Haley. Inside Claudia Dixon. Turns, puts up a shot. Blocked by Becker. And out with it, Kennedy Parrish. Parrish in a hurry. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Taylor Roberts. So Taylor Roberts will pick up the foul, and that's her second. And they say it was on the floor. So Kennedy Parrish will inbound to Shrag. As Shrag takes it to the right block, cut off by Dixon, gets it inside to Becker, kicks it back out to Miley Miller. Now Brianna for three, no good. Becker with a rebound to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish will throw up a shot, no good. Claudia Dixon off of the rebound to Tallman. Tallman will bring it across the timeline for Schuyler County. Gets it to Blackerby on the right wing. Out pops Hatfield at the top of the key. Roberts on the left wing to Tallman. Tallman cut off on the left baseline, tried to get it inside to Hatfield. She was tied up by Miley Miller as Blackerby will check out. Ashman will check in. Briston Miller will check in. And Abigail Becker will check out. So Ashman will inbound underneath the wrong basket. Gets to the half field on the left side of the circle. Out to Ashman on the left wing. Ashman passed up the shot. Now Roberts will take it. Bullseye! Taylor Roberts with 8 points. 53-19. Scott has the lead. 25 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Miley Miller to Brianna. Brianna at the top of the key. Right wing to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish to the right side of the circle to Miley Miller. Goes into the backcourt, over and back. It'll be Scott of basketball with 12 seconds left to play. Ashland Laws will check in the third quarter with it as Kate Hatfield will check out. Ashland across the timeline. Laws on one side of the circle. Dixon between the two circles. Now inside to Laws off glass. Got it. 12 points for Ashland Laws. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Scottsdale County 55, Knox County 19. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Back at Schuyler County as we start the fourth quarter of this girls' game. 55-19, Scott over the lead, Knox with the basketball. Miley Miller to Strag. Back to Miley. Had a tip. Pick up by Parrish. Whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Kelsey Tallman. So Tallman picks up her second personal foul. That's the second team foul against Schuyler. Parrish will inbound to Brianna Miller in the right corner. Brianna with the basketball guarded by Ashman. Knocked out of Brianna's hand out of bounds, so it'll be Knox County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Abigail Becker will trigger for the Lady Eagles. Becker looks for somebody. Still looks. Now gets it into Parrish. Parrish out to Brianna Miller. Becker out of the right corner for a three-pointer. And a whistle and a foul. And they're going to call a foul on Claudia Dixon, I think. So Abigail Becker will go to the line to shoot three free throws. First one up, airballed it. Still 55-19. Next one by Becker, almost airballed another one, hit the front of the rim. It's Abigail looking for the first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 1 point for Abigail Becker. Here comes Ashman in a hurry. To Tallman, cut off on the left baseline. On the left wing, Ashman dribbles to the top of the key. Now Laws, left side of the circle. To Tallman, Ashman to the right wing. It goes to Taylor Roberts. You try a 15-footer, missed it. And off the rebound, Brianna Miller. So Brianna will bring it across the timeline. Now Miley has it between the two circles. Guarded by Tallman to the top of the key, right wing, Brianna Miller. Parrish on the right wing, the free throw line. Back to Brianna Miller. We'll try another three. No good. And Tallman comes off the rebound. As Tallman gets it ahead to Ashman. Ashman to Roberts. She'll try another three. In and out. No good. Laws had the rebound. Tied up by Becker. Alternating possession. Comes back to Knox County. So wholesale substitutions for Schuyler County. 23 and 10 come back in, but there's going to be a timeout on the floor. 5:26 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 55, Knox County 20. Back in 60 seconds. This is KNN Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Back at Schuyler County. Schuyler County with the basketball. As Maddie Hela has it on the left lane to Blackerby. Now Kate Hatfield drives the right lane. Ball away 15. Butter off glass. Got it. 24 points for Kate Hatfield. 57-20. Schuyler with the lead. Here comes Rihanna Miller. Rihanna takes it right at Hatfield. Tried to get it to Becker. Lost it. Now picked it up. Gets it to Miley Miller. She'll take it at Hatfield. Puts up the shot, missed it, but let's see who got the foul. I think you're going to call it on Kate Hatfield. So Hatfield picks up her first foul of the night. And Miley Miller will be at the line. She has three, looking for four. Shots up, got it. 4 points for Miley Miller. 57-21. Schuyler with the lead. This Miller just four, looking for five. Got it. 5 points for Miley Miller. Schuyler with the basketball. 23 gives it to 10. Now Hatfield top of the key for three. No good. Becker comes off the rebound. Rihanna Miller to Miley Miller. As Miley will bring it across the timeline. Takes it down in the paint. Wants to kick it back out. Gets it to Parrish. Parrish lost it. Now picks it up. Gets it to Rihanna Miller in the right corner. As Brianna to the right block. Wants to give it to somebody. Swag will take it right at Kate Hatfield. Hatfield blocks the shot. And Schuyler County comes out with the basketball. Blackerby on the left wing. In the left corner, Maddie Haley. Out to 10. Right wing to 23. Back to 10 across the free throw line. To get it inside to Maddie Haley. To Hatfield. Now Blackerby will try a 10-footer. No good off the left baseline. And Brianna Miller off the rebound. Brianna Miller splits a double team. Lost it, but picked back up by Schuyler County. Number 10 has it. Will take it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Blackerby comes off the rebound. She's tied up. And alternating possession goes back to Knox County. 3 minutes and counting left to play in the ball game. Miley Miller drags the ball across the timeline. Schuyler County still on man-to-man. There's Miley Miller around the top of the key, down the right lane. Kicks it off to Parrish in the right corner. She'll dribble back out to the top of the key. Gives it to Brianna. Brianna Miller right side of the circle. Tried to get it inside to Becker. Stole it away by number 23. She'll pull up top of the key. Had to the top of the key. 10 will try it. Shot! Got it. No, oh, I heard the peeing as it, but I couldn't understand it. Makes it 59-22. Miley Miller gives it to Swag. 15. They're on the way off glass. Got it. 9 points to Anna Swag. 59-24. 23 again to the top of the key. Hatfield at the high post. To 23, left side of the circle. To 10. Tried to get it inside to Haley. Haley couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County basketball. as Blackaby and Hatfield both check out. Claudia Dixon checks in, and Kelsey Tallman checks back in. Mylene Miller will bring it across the timeline. Miller takes it down the right lane. Tried to bounce past the Briston Miller, and she's tied up. They called a jump ball back to Scott County with 1:25 left to play in the game. Tallman will inbound to 23. 23 will bring it across the timeline. Haley has it all between the two circles to Dixon. On the left wing inside the arcs, 23. Dixon at the free throw line to Tallman on the right wing. 23 will try a three. No good. Dixon with the rebound. 10 will try it again. No good. Maddie Haley puts it back up and got it. 2 points for Maddie Haley under a minute left to play. 61-24. Skyler with the lead as Mylene Miller. Her pass to Kennedy Parrish off Parrish's hands and out of bounds. So it'll be Scott of basketball with 40 seconds left to play. Kelsey Tallman to number 23. Man-to-man defense by Knox County. Tallman gives it to Haley on the left lane. Now number 10 gets it, tried to get it inside to Dixon. Lost it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball with 20 seconds. Miley Miller to Brianna. Brianna back to Miley. Miley Miller across the timeline. Miller has it between the two circles now. Bad pass, stolen away by 23. 23 to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. Now I've got to fire 23 and 22, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Scott County 63, Knox County 24. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Hey, this is Nick Cannon. They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed. And a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund Sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money. So forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arrowan High School. It's a final as Schuyler County wins their 16th game of the year by defeating Knox County 63-24. Taking a look at the scoring first for Schuyler County, Sydney Ashland with 4 points, Taylor Roberts with 8, Kelsey Tallman with 5, Ashland Laws with 12, Maddie Haley with 2, Claudia Dixon with 4, Kate Hatfield with 24, number 10 with 2, and number 23 with 2 points. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 7, Savannah Sreg with 9, Miley Miller with 5, Kennedy Parrish with 2, and Abigail Becker with 1. Schuyler led 17-9 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Knox 21-2 in the second quarter. Lady Rams led 38-11 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Knox 17-8. Schuyler led 55-19 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored Knox County 8-5. And Lady Rams won it 63-24. Schuyler County improves to 16-3, while Knox County 0-14. And I'll be back with a boys game. Mark, just put me in queue, and I'll holler at you. It's going to be probably at least 15 minutes. This is KMN Sports.